So today on the radio show, we had Chase Rice on talking about his new album. It's really good, by the way. And we're going to go ahead and put that interview after the end of the closing jingle on this podcast. So stick around to the very end, and then you'll hear the interview with Chase Rice.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It was nice. Patrick was humming along, and I was over here doing the emo version. I was like, the podcast. Hey, we have a new gold.
Step back when we lock on! Don't touch the ring.
That's the English guard.
I know.
I love that.
Don't touch my horse.
Don't touch the reins. Yeah, no. Somebody had, they were taking selfies. Well, they were taking selfies with one of those English guards, you know, like the beefeaters. They wear the red coats. And they're sitting on a horse. This one's got their gun and everything. And some lady goes up to take her selfie with it, but grabs the reins of the horse and kind of pulls it to where, you know, it's a better angle. And he did not like
that. Can you imagine being so self-absorbed that you think, that horse isn't where I want it to be?
Like, those guards aren't decorative. They're actually guards.
Step back when we live guards. Not cut the ring.
Not touch range.
My favorite was
she probably asked to speak to his manager. She did. I'm telling you right now.
Actually, you know what? I am going to adjust this. While I do pull this up, I just want to say thank you to Pickle Jar once again for sponsoring the podcast. They're like that cool friend. We talk about them all the time. Patrick knows. I mean, you know, God bless you. God save you.
Oh, I got a third coming.
I know.
Nope. Oh, there
God
it is.
Keep you. There it is. My mom has a whole list. I forget. I only know those three.
I only know those three, too. I don't think it goes past that.
Pickle Jar, you want to check it out. They got exclusive videos, pictures, all that stuff. Plus, you can enter to win some flyaway experiences, tickets to VIP stuff. God help you. I did that one, right? VIP events and all that. Download for your Droid or your iPhone at picklejar.com. It's a free app. You're going to love it. And it's a great way to tip and get tips and raise money and all.
Step back when we live on! Not cut the ring!
Come on, it's course!
Woo!
There. I fixed it.
I'm not going to lie. That was a little better.
What I was going to say is when I lived in Montana, I would go to the park and I would watch Yellowstone Park and I would watch the Japanese tourists go out and try and pet the buffalo, the wild buffalo. Yeah, so every season, tourist season, you get a handful of
tramples,
people getting
maimings.
Yeah. Well, I remember a couple of years ago, we did a whole thing on it on the show about how 11 or 12 people that year had died being mauled by tigers because they were trying to take selfies with tigers. You're out in India or wherever, you see it, they see a tiger and they go, oh, here we go. And then they turn their back to him. Guess what the tiger's going
to
do?
Never, ever, ever turn your back towards a wild animal. And that is the truth. If you are in the woods and you run up against a bear or a mountain lion or whatever
it
may be.
You can turn around and run. I mean, there's other better way. But what you definitely don't want to do is turn your back and then just stand there facing away. What? You've got to be the dumbest person alive, which, you know what? Darwinism. I'm just saying.
Well, that actually is a thing, though. Animals know that when you turn your back, you have let down your guard because they know, just like you do, it's all about eye contact. And when you turn around and you do that dumb little, I'm going to take a selfie.
Have you ever seen the video of it's a husband and wife and his mother-in-law? So it's the wife's mom. And they're in like a game park. And they're driving, and the mother-in-law got so irritated with his driving that she gets out in the middle of the game park. And guess what? Here comes a tiger.
Yeah.
And drags her off. Well, the wife gets out to rest.
Drags her off?
Yeah, because she got out of the car. So the wife chases the tiger. Mother-in-law survives. Wife dies.
What?
That poor dude.
What?
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's a... not going to lie, you watch it, and you're like... oh, you know what's coming.
I mean,
because why else is anybody posting this video? You're like, oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, I just don't understand.
I watched a video where a guy, he was in India, and there was a lion or a tiger or something that was in a cage, and the lion's up there, kind of puts his face there, and he kind of swats his nose a little bit. And the lion backs off, and he does it again, kind of gets up close, and he swats his nose.
The person is swatting.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of laughing through the cage.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all kind of laughing a little bit. And he does it again, and the lion reaches up and bites his hand, and he can't get it out. And he pulls his hand so hard, it pulled all the skin off down to the bones.
Yeah.
Well,
it's called degloving.
Ew.
That happened.
Stop.
Jimmy Fallon. He degloved a finger.
Mm. He did?
Yeah, his wedding ring. That's why you have all those silicone wedding rings. That's you put that on.
Because of Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah. Well, not because of Jimmy Fallon, but because that is a common injury. People get their wedding ring caught in machinery or caught on something. You know, people do it at the gym. They'll be hanging from the thing. It'll get caught.
How do you do his?
I don't know
I don't know, we got to stop talking about degloving because it's making my whole body hurt.
I think his was in the kitchen.
It was in the kitchen?
Yeah, I swear it was something to do with in his kitchen.
I feel so sick right now. Like,
I don't know what he was doing, but yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Watching rhinos charge trucks and stuff right now. People in these wildlife parks,
like,
man.
What next? We're like, we're going down to Memphis. We're going to go try to take pictures with gang members. We're not going to. We're just going to stand there. We'll turn our back to them and selfie.
There's a lion opening a car door. Yeah.
By the way, they know when you turn your back to them, too. That's when they attack. That's just for the record.
Elephants people chasing. So people stupid. Get out of their car to go take a selfie with elephants. And these elephants are like, aha, yeah, let's go.
Stampy.
Elephants, by the way, just for the record, very mean. Sure, they're cute, but they're mean and territorial.
And now I've seen them hug people with their trunks, and it's cute.
By the way, this is episode 417. So in 3 weeks, we need to invite Ernest back. Because that could be the best podcast ever.
No, we're not. I'm not. We don't need to encourage Ernie. He will show up and we will all get a contact buzz. If we
because of 420?
Yeah. 420. Oh, yeah. I mean, for the 101st podcast that we did, we had members of the 101st Airborne in. So why not have Ernest in and Jelly, have Ernest and Jelly Roll and just get them all in here? Y'all don't like that idea?
No, because we don't do illegal drugs on this show.
I'm not saying anything. I just said had them in.
Okay.
And they could talk about whatever.
That'd be great. Except not. You know.
That new album is really good of Ernest.
Amazing. Super good.
It's very country. Very country.
Just sitting there listening to it yesterday, it was like, wow.
Well, they play the whole album for you?
Yeah, they play the whole album. It was a big... People weren't listening to the album. It was a party.
They just play it in the background?
They play it loudly. They get up and they say...
Person?
No. But it's standard.
That's how it usually is. You know, sometimes they'll like play it and they'll have everyone sit and they'll try to play you the songs and they'll talk about each song. And that's a little more like we're in class, like we have to
listen.
We've
done that before where Dee and I had to sit there and take
Keith
notes.
Urban.
Yeah, but that was in a conference room. I'm talking about at a party where even at an album release party.
Yeah, I did.
You did? No, yeah. You did. I didn't.
Yeah. There'll be... There'll be people, they'll sit us down. I've been to those. This was more of a, you know, hey, we're going to put it on. Everybody enjoy yourselves. Well, people are going to enjoy themselves.
How many people were there? A few hundred?
100, 150.
Okay. Who's there? Like, is this media and label people?
It's label people, his co-writers, some of his friends. His wife was there. His lawyers, his business manager, all of those type of people. You know, it's him. It's a celebration of him. And there's some other radio and media type people there.
Uh-huh.
And then Bailey Zimmerman was there. I did not know. I've never met him, so I did not know who he was. But I thought,
well,
that
Bailey
guy looks
is
kinda
so
familiar.
He looks like he's in high school.
He did look young. I saw Brian Kelly, not the LSU football coach, but the guy from Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. Hardy.
Hardy was not there. What's that guy? I can't think of the comedian. John Christ.
Oh, yeah, John was there.
Yeah, he was there.
Did you say hi to him?
I did. I kind of waved from across the room because he was on the other side of a bunch of people. And
that's
I was
interesting.
Leaving.
Why is he there?
Because they're all friends. Mm. I don't know. It's just a bunch of people that are friends with Ernest.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Mitchell Tenpenny was there. Mitchell Tenpenny's brother, who kind of looks like Mitchell Tenpenny. It's like, it was like, boy, that guy looks like Mitchell Tenpenny. Oh, he's standing next to Mitchell Tenpenny. And somebody goes, yeah, that's his brother. Okay, there you go.
Did you talk to Mitchell?
Brothers?
I did. I said hi to Mitchell.
How's his mom doing?
I didn't ask.
Oh, you're good at this.
It was a party. Okay. You know, hey, man. You know, just everybody was like, laughing it up and joking around.
You saw Morgan Wallen.
I saw Morgan Wallen. I embarrassed myself greatly. I told the story on the air this morning, but I didn't recognize him because he was just wearing a hoodie, and he looks younger in person, I guess, to me at least. He looked really young, and I didn't. He looked familiar. Like, I felt like I knew him.
How do you not recognize him, though?
I'm telling you, he wasn't trying to be recognized. He was sitting kind of like this, sitting down on his bench, kind of with his shoulders up, just trying to kind of blend into the background. He did not want a bunch of people coming and, recognizing him. He was trying to kind of hide out. It was
much
earnest.
Like a tiger, he did not want selfies.
He did not want selfies taken with him. I can guarantee that. So it was Ernest and his buddy Tay Keith and Morgan, and I'd never met either of those other two guys. So I introduced myself, and then he goes, "Oh, hey, man, Morgan." And he reached his hand out, and when he did, I said, "Oh, my God, you're Morgan Wallen." And I said it out loud, which was... That's really right. Embarrassing.
And it was at that point Morgan looked at you and goes, "Oh, yeah, yeah, you're that guy I saw climb into Kane Brown's truck."
You know what? I'm probably, that's probably the thing I'm most well known for, at least
lately.
At least
yeah.
On the internet. It was embarrassing. It was not my best move.
What is your most known thing for, like, on the internet? Like, I know mine. Mine is that dumb meme where I was holding the sign. I was in one of those little shops in New Orleans. And it went viral.
It went crazy
viral. It went stupid viral. And it's like me holding the sign saying, "Teenagers, if you think life is, or if you know everything, whatever, move out." And it had all the little rules. I don't even remember it because it was like 12 years ago.
Did it show your face?
Yes.
It did? Okay.
Yes, and everybody's like, "Who's Tony Romo's fat brother?" Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like Jared Neiman got stung by bees. That's great. I for sure with me, it's the Kane Brown thing. That video, the original video on Facebook, has like 2 million views. Plus, it was on everything else, and then we reposted it recently as a reel, like one of the vertical videos, and it blew up.
For those who don't know, it's Kane had his big oversized lifted truck, and I was like, "I bet there's no." So we had a bit on the air that you couldn't get.
That
in
I couldn't
it.
Jump into it.
My favorite part is he gets in there, he goes, "Well, just so you know," because he's gonna show you how to get in there first.
Show me how he does it.
Yeah, he goes, "That's gonna hop in there." He goes,
"I'm not trying to be mean, but I am 23,"
which he was at the time.
Which he might as well have also gone, "I'm not trying to be mean, but I am skinny."
What hurts worse though, if he had said, "I'm skinny," versus 23?
Oh, 23 was a little.
I feel like that's more offensive.
It's just really funny. He delivered the line perfectly. I was like, "Wow, I was not expecting that." That was the first time he was here. Remember, he was really shy. He hadn't done a lot of. I think this was his first national radio interview for sure. Uh-huh. And so he kind of opened up by the end of it, and he was making jokes. But yeah, I think I've done anything else that's been seen by millions of people. What's the thing you think you're most known for on the internet?
Oh God, I don't know. I kind of shy away from all that. I don't know.
We have a couple of things that have gone viral, but I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like stuff that we do on the air. I know the Hank Jr. stuff got a lot of attention and that kind of stuff, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm on so many dumb videos.
We are on a lot of dumb videos.
I mean, just... Dumb stuff.
Carson, you haven't said anything.
Oh, I don't think I'm part of anything.
Really?
No. Mm-mm.
Not even like before us? Mm-mm. Like,
no. That's what I'm saying. No, I don't think, which is great. That is ideal in my world.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't. Because people calling you Tony Romo's fat brother. Boy, you want to watch me curl up into the fetal position? Someone talk about my looks? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and people do, though.
I know. That's why I don't want to be part of anything where it would
Carson,
give them the opportunity.
You look like blah, 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 blonde lady.
Mm-hmm.
You get it all the time. It's like whatever blonde lady of the day.
Oh, yeah. You look like Adele. And this was when Adele hadn't lost the weight. You look like Wynonna.
Okay. Wynonna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm. What?
Occasionally I get Kate Hudson, and I'm like, "Thank you," but I'm waiting for the "you look like Kate Hudson's fat sister." So, yeah, that's the thing. I don't want anybody, just don't look at me. Don't. That's why I liked radio. Nobody looked at you, and then suddenly we had to,
That's exactly it.
Gosh.
Like, I chose a career where people wouldn't see me every day, and now there's cameras pointed at me all the time.
I'll tell you, the worst was being on a rock station. I would be like, "Sexy rock chick," right?
And then what was the sexy rock chick voice?
Oh, let me see what I would do. hey, it's Carson. We just heard from Vince Neil and blah, blah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some break that I did. Yeah. But it was like...
But that was the approach?
It was like, yeah, like, oh, I went to see Vince Neil this weekend. And boy, times have changed. Because back in the day, he'd be holding a bottle of something brown. But instead, I saw him holding a bag of potato chips. Don't worry, I was still backstage after the show.
He regrets that, by the way.
Yeah, you know.
potato chips.
But yeah, like, I would like put it on, right? And the problem is then guys would call up and be like, I want to meet you. You're going to be out at the corn show? Yeah. And I would be like, oh, I'm such a disappointment. Like, I'm like, no, I can't go because I work nights. LOL. I hated meeting people because I feel like they're so disappointed by me. They're like, oh, I thought she was cute. Oh, she's not. I don't know that they do that. That's just in my head.
See, the great thing about being us, though, is that what do people always say when they meet you guys? Oh, I thought you'd be fatter.
No, they used to say that.
They used to say that. Caught up to how fat they expected you to be.
Yeah, that's it. They used to always say it, but those days have passed.
Yeah.
I try not to meet people, actually.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Try really hard to just stay here and hide. Yeah, probably for the best.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been watching all the stuff, Russia stuff. I started following a couple of extra things on Twitter that are like people who are like really into it, like send posts like every 15 minutes. About movements of troops and tanks and missiles and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's overload. I'm trying to step back. I think this weekend I'm just going to like not get on Twitter at all.
So you and I watch a lot of the same stuff. Like we watch a lot of things like Monkey Works and all that tracking, you know, military activity, that kind of stuff. And we nerd out. We're like, D'll send me a text, new episode of Monkey Works in 5 minutes.
You know, I was in the queue waiting.
He's going live. But like, so we totally get into that.
I know.
And it's
Please
interesting
be patient.
Because
your show will begin shortly.
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. And there's so much, you know, like basically Europe, according to a lot of these pages and things that I watch and follow, Europe is pretty much done with the Ukraine. They're done with all the money going over there. They're done with the people that leave?
The
refugees. They're done with the refugees. They're just done with it. They're like over it. So that's what they're saying this whole China thing is going on is because we're trying to point to a new bad guy. So I don't know, man. Because like we've just put agreements into place where we're going back into the Philippines. We're going to have bases in the Philippines again.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we can be right there within a missiles different distance of like Taiwan and all that to keep China at bay. So they're saying that basically all this money that's going to the Ukraine is now going to be headed to the Pacific. Watch.
Yep.
I'm like, well, okay, let's see. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. A lot of really big international things going on.
And they're talking about how they control the weather.
Well, they are doing that.
They control the weather.
Yep. Yep, we do that.
MBD. Just over here making some rain.
I mean, it's
I don't
weird.
Care about geopolitical, you know.
No, this isn't geopolitical. This is actual weather manipulation.
Okay, cool. Can
stuff.
They make it so every flight I'm on is smooth? That's it. I know that's great. Yeah. If you can control it, great. Make it work in my favor.
Yeah, well, some of them they do.
Okay, good. Here's a list.
Yeah, anything else going on with what y'all's weekend look like?
Super Bowl, man.
Oh, I tried Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. So, yeah.
Super Bowl?
I'm going to see Titanic tomorrow.
Oh, right.
With the new graphics.
4K 3D.
And did they redo like some of the stuff? Like, did they re-render anything?
I don't know. He did last time they released it back into theaters. He changed the stars to make it accurate with what the stars actually
really?
Looked like that night.
That is the nerdiest thing ever.
That's
really
James
cool.
Cameron, man. Yeah. That is straight up what he did. Yeah, he did the positioning. So I don't know if there's anything different. Maybe he changed the ending on us. Maybe we don't know. Maybe Jack lives this time and she scooched over on the door. We'll see.
Maybe she doesn't throw it back into the ocean at the end either.
Right.
What a dummy.
Do you say it's in 3D?
3D 4K. Yes.
Wow.
So you have glasses or something?
I don't know. I just I said that too. I'm like, so they're gonna give us glasses when we walk in?
Yeah. I haven't been to a 3D movie. I don't like 3D movies.
Yeah,
I love 3D movies.
Yeah.
They're kind of off a little bit.
Isn't really?
Quite, yeah, it's just like
And if you wear glasses, It's bad because the glasses don't fit over my glasses, and if I take my glasses off, I can't see. Okay. Really see as good.
I remember when they did the Lord of the Rings movies in the theaters, and you had all the different. They had the high res versions, and I want to say it was 8K, not 4K. I went and saw it in IMAX. The very last one, I saw it in IMAX 3D, 8K, or whatever the mega resolution was. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen because the movie changed. Instead of being a movie, it was so realistic and so lifelike that you saw through the veneer. Like, you could see that the rocks were actually made of styrofoam. Uh-huh. You could see, like...
I've noticed that a lot about even high-def stuff sometimes on TV. It like, loses its magic.
No, this was actually cooler. And I'll tell you, because I was watching that opening scene where the dragon was coming through and the guy's in the boat and he's going out of the deal. Mm-hmm. It was like I was watching a stage show.
Yeah,
instead of
cooler.
A movie.
That's not what I want.
No, I thought
that's
it was really great because it was a stage show with amazing graphics.
Well, I went to a movie where they have now the theaters that give you the tactile
experience.
The smells
and the
where
rain.
You get the water and it the seat moves and it thumps you. That I was watching, it was a slasher flick. And so at one point, somebody gets stabbed and we got poked in the back.
Oh.
But it was very off-putting. It really... I understand what they're trying to do to make it more of this experience, but it was almost laughable. Like, first off, the seats are moving, and I thought I was going to fall out at one point. Then it kind of tipped forward, and I'm like, whoa, doggy, like, calm down here. And then, and the thing is, when they stabbed us in the back, everybody in the theater laughed.
Yeah.
Because we were all like, what?
That was stupid.
Funny.
But you know what? You're talking about it now. And you remember that moment exactly.
Yeah, I remember it was real, real expensive. And I just bought what I thought was the high quality. Ooh, I'm going to recline. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the foot. And I walk in, I'm like, there's no footrest. What did I buy tickets for? Oh, I bought tickets to get punched in the back.
Kidney punch.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that you think are going to be great. And someone spends a lot of time and energy and money to invent all this stuff. And they roll it out. And it just doesn't.
I remember the first time I was at the World War II Museum, and I watched that little pre-movie. You can do the movie before the tour, and it was snowing during the Battle of Bastogne. You had like a lot of mist and fog and stuff whenever the tanks were rolling through. I mean, it was just one of the coolest experiences. And the room, maybe it was just, my mental state, but the room, I swear, got colder when it was winter.
Might have.
And it was one of the coolest experiences ever. And I thought that was awesome. Nobody punched me in the back.
Yeah.
But
no bayonet.
Right.
That's a great tour. It's a great museum. And they've added so much to it over the years. It's several buildings now.
Yeah, I haven't done the War on the Pacific building. I'm due to go back. They expanded it like right before COVID.
Oh.
And I haven't been back since they did it.
Did you see it where they have, what is the one that have all the airplanes hanging?
That's the main.
It's a newish building.
Okay, no, I didn't go to that one.
Oh, you would love that. You can. So they have all these airplanes that are hanging in this huge building from the ceiling, and they're hanging at different levels. Height.
Yeah, just to separate them.
Yeah, and they have built where you can take an elevator up, and they have the scaffolding, not scaffolding, but walkways that go across that you can walk out in like your eye level with them, way high up. And at different levels. So they have first, second, third floor, all the way up to like fifth floor.
You know what I want
to
do? I want to go scuba diving in one of those like big aquarium tanks. They do the things where they're like, you can go scuba diving while it's feeding time. I'm like, that would be fun.
Oh, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, they sometimes do it. Like, you'll see people in there cleaning the glass,
mm-hmm.
and they're cleaning it from the inside, and they're in their scuba gear. I'm like, that would be so much fun to be the scuba diver glass cleaner person.
Yeah. You ever been to a restaurant where they have that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
You're sitting there watching people do these.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen that. I was at the Tennessee Aquarium in Chattanooga, and they were feeding the fish while we were there. The guy in a scuba suit. And, I mean, it really is fascinating to see the guy, because there's some gigantic – they're not like sharks, but like, I don't know, catfish, sturgeon, whatever. These fish are like 4 feet long, and this guy's in there, and it gives you real perspective when you see, a full-grown man – swimming around and these giant fish swimming with him.
I would only hire little people. I would be like, only hire people 5'1" and below.
Right.
It's like jockeys. Yeah. You get these people
in
there.
Oh my gosh.
It makes
those
the fish bigger.
Are enormous.
That's a full
It's not
size
a bad
plane.
Idea, Bubba. It's pretty good.
So, oh, is this another podcast where we're going to talk about 2 Foot Fred?
No. We're not going to talk about 2 Foot Fred.
No, I didn't say little person. I'm saying little people, just like small people.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to make.
Where's Live Dog? Not cut the ring.
Come on, just course.
You want to make any bets? Besides what the guy told us this morning about?
Yeah, with the yards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Are you doing any more prop bets?
I don't know. I have this thing from MGM where there's 16 prop bets, and if you guess them all right, you can win $100,000.
Wow.
So I'm actually staring
at
it
right
now.
What are the bets?
What will the first play of the game be, run or pass?
Okay.
It's going to be a kick.
50-50. No, it's not. I'm going to go with pass.
Yeah, they have to.
I'm
going to
say run.
I'd say run.
Will the first scoring play be a touchdown, a field goal, or a safety?
Field goal.
You think?
Yeah. That is the odds-on favorite right now.
Yeah,
I do
I'm
know
going
that.
Touchdown. I would go field goal.
I'm going touchdown. Who will – oh, my gosh. Who will score the first touchdown?
Oh, that's – what?
That's how you've got to get all 16 right, and it gets
rough. Really
hard.
Is it between teams or players?
No. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Miles Sanders,
Kelsey?
Patrick Mahomes, Kelsey.
So if a quarterback throws the ball to somebody, does that count as scoring the touchdown?
No, it's whoever goes in the end zone.
Yeah.
So when it's Mahomes or Hurts, they have to run it in themselves.
Okay.
Usually go with Travis.
I'm going to go with – you think Kelsey?
Yeah,
okay. Let's go with that. What will the highest scoring quarter be? First, second, third, or fourth?
Second.
My third.
I'm going fourth.
All right.
Because it's
fourth. They're always
pushing. Okay. Yeah. Who will have the most receiving yards? Oh gosh, it's every receiver in the game. I'm going to go A.J. Brown. There you go. To pick one. Most rushing yards.
I thought these were going to be fun prop bets, like Gatorade color.
Not fun. How many passing yards will Mahomes have? Over 265,
386.
Right,
you can do that.
Anyway, I'm just trying to see if there's any extra.
No,
cool.
I wanted fun
How many
ones.
Yards will Travis Kelce's longest reception be? Oh, 22 or more, 22 or less?
I don't know.
22 or less. I do want to say, speaking of the Super Bowl, we have a tradition here on the show where for 20-plus years we have put eggs into the microwave, painted up with whatever or decorated as whatever teams are playing in the game. And Garrett, by the way, painted these things this year. Like
amazing.
It looks like they were like they came out of a store from like the NFL shop or something. But the Egg Bowl happened and the eggs chose the Eagles. We changed the format. It used to be that whichever one blew up was the loser. But since we have been wrong for 7 years, there's been a lot of changes in the league since that time. So we're like, okay, let's flip it around. It's now offenses.
That's the reason.
Well, it was. Well, originally, it was offenses. Whoever
blew up first.
Patrick can back this up. Originally, that's the way it was. Yeah. Offense, whoever blew
up. No, it had nothing to do with that. It's just which one we arbitrarily picked.
The eggs.
And we switched it because the year the Colts egg blew up first. Bubba didn't want to say the Colts were going to win over the Saints, so
we
said,
"Oh,
it's the one that breaks."
Because there was a flag on the play.
No, we didn't do it over. We just changed what we said the winner
the
was going
to
be.
The eggs don't know. The eggs aren't talking to each other in the microwave.
They're like, hey guys,
eggs chose.
You know, defense wins championships, right?
The eggs.
You know, the league lately has been more defensive than offensive, so we should probably. I don't know if you know about this. And
did you know about
things
Patrick
like
Mahomes' ankle?
Yeah, the wattage of the microwave.
The wattage of the microwave does play into it.
Huh. Is this a 1,500-watt microwave? That's totally going to change it, Eagles egg. You should totally pop first.
Look, man, you go. You go. Yeah. I'll let you have this one.
I love Bubba so much.
I get into this, man. Look, we don't have a lot of traditions around here.
Yeah, I know. Because this is what you do when we do.
No.
We only actually have 17 listeners. It's real because one time we could.
No, it's just a number we picked because it sounds funny.
We did count.
It's a nice, funny number.
We did count. We did count.
After
it was at
we
the end
the
of the
silly
show.
Number.
It was at the end of the show.
And then, somebody moved away. You know, you guys know.
Now that.
A slot is open.
Now that.
Want to jump in this?
Yeah. The eggs chose the Eagles. That is who is going to win the Super Bowl. Watch, the eggs are rarely wrong.
Hey, Eagles egg, which one is it this year? Is it defense or offense? Do I crack first or do you crack first? I don't know. Better figure out quick because we're in a microwave and someone's going to explode.
I think your boy said explosive offense.
Oh, is it offense? Oh, you go ahead. You crack because I think you're going to win. I don't know. Oh, by the way, we're eggs!
Do you know how much the Egg Bowl cost us this year?
More than usual.
This is the most expensive Egg Bowl in history.
Mm-hmm.
Presentation was one everything.
One of my buddies in radio sent me a thing when I sent out the link to all of our stations to share. Here's the Egg Bowl from this morning. He goes, Egg Bowl? God, you can't hide money. Yeah, that's right. We ballers. We just blowing eggs up around here. Next week, we're going to be taking eggs and just throwing them at stuff.
We're going to have some eggs and Tannerite.
Yeah. Ah, so good.
All
so
right. Good. Are we done?
Are you going to listen to the Opry on your back deck tonight? Because I'm going to be there.
So. Are you?
Yeah.
I'll wave
at you through the radio.
Well, I may. My favorite thing to do is to sit outside with a bonfire and listen to the Opry.
A bonfire or something in the fire pit?
Yeah, something in the fire pit.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, a bonfire. D referred to his fire pit just now as a bonfire.
That's the most solid guy thing ever, isn't it?
Yeah, we're on a bonfire.
Well, sit by my bonfire. D, that's two logs in a ceramic thing on your
that's,
deck.
That's one of those manufactured logs that marshmallow safe.
Just grabbed the wrong word, but it was funny. It was a good image.
I also couldn't tell you what 8 inches is, so I'm off on that as well. So.
All right.
That's a guy thing.
Dang, that was the most risque joke you've told in a long time.
That's to
no,
me is the best. Is the best because I have the Christmas tree.
That you still have the tree?
Yeah, it's just been sitting.
You haven't
across
lit your
the,
Christmas tree at all?
It's just sitting there, just getting dried out. I didn't burn last year's until November. I forgot about it. It was in the woods, and I was like, really? Oh my God, there it is. And I drug it out. A lot of the things were still on it. Like it didn't, they didn't all fall off, which I thought was.
Well, yeah.
You know, we had somebody light. This is, speaking of Christmas trees and how well they burn, there was a house fire we responded to recently where they called it in, you know, and house
by the way,
fire.
If y'all don't know, Bubba's a firefighter. If you're listening and you didn't know that.
No, I was going to tell a story that actually had something to do with Christmas trees.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just telling people you didn't set it up by saying, you just started talking about it like we. The four of us went on the call.
We did not respond to a fire.
Yeah, no. Bubba's a firefighter. He's talking about. Okay, now continue.
I didn't say it, you did. They always say I say it. But anyway.
Oh, this time he was literally
we
not
actually,
making fun of
you.
I wasn't making fun of you.
What they did
was
story
exposition.
Makes sense.
What they did is they redid their landscaping and had just put down fresh mulch. And the dummies put the mulch on top of their lights. And they had 110-volt lines. It wasn't a low voltage line, and they buried these real light bulbs under the stuff, and it cooked off the mulch, which lit all of their trees, were pine trees, lit everything off the front of the house. Luckily, the house was safe. It just burned everything. It looked like the house, you pulled up, and the house looks like it's in this blaze, but it's all, you know, a foot and a half away from the house. Thank goodness.
I've told you.
But still, be careful if you're throwing down mulch in the spring or whenever you're going to be doing it. Mm-hmm. Don't cover your lights.
I've told you this before, but in my senior year of high school, me and two of my buddies drove around and gathered up all the Christmas trees that people were putting out by the road. And then we had, I'm not kidding, we had to have like 20 plus, 22, 23 Christmas trees. Went out to my friend Nicole's house out in the woods where we always had bonfires and stacked them up. And we were all, it's going to be great. All night, bonfire. It's going to be, 15
all
minutes.
Night. Oh, yeah, no.
All night. No. It was like we were sending a signal to space. That thing went up. It was the biggest bonfire we ever had, and it was gone in about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It's intense.
We used to do that, but we would gather all the Christmas trees, not to burn them. We would go throw them in the bayou.
They do that.
We would put trail marker tape. And everywhere where we would throw a tree would be a spot that would attract fish.
Mm, go back
so,
and fish it.
Very smart to do that if you're, looking forward to next year and you got a spot.
Yep. Now, we had 8 minutes of glorious bonfire. We weren't worried about that.
But you couldn't even look at it because it would have melted
so
your face.
It was amazing. I still remember thinking, that's really hot. Like,
The only thing I don't like about listening to the Opry, though, out there is that I go to their website and I stream it.
It's not
and it just it loses that AM crackling sound that I have in the car when I hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a little radio, I could bring it.
You could.
But
tune your little radio in, sit out there. Right here.
Well, there's a lot of people who listen to our show. I mean, obviously we don't have the AM sound, but there's a lot of people who listen on our app as well. You know, so it's...
Yeah, but our app is closer to what it sounds like. I still think the show sounds better if you listen on an FM radio because you get processing. Yeah. And it sounds cool.
I wish, and I really do, and I'm going to say this, maybe somebody, the right person hears this or sees this, I wish there were filters for streaming apps. I want a filter that turns my Morgan Wallen album into something coming through an old radio, a one speaker, like on my dad's old pickup truck when I was little, you know, where it's got that little tinny, you know.
I think you can. Doesn't it have an EQ on it? I think it does.
Well, they have EQs, but it's not a filter. I would like a filter that turns, maybe I'm listening to Eric Church and I put on the record filter and you can hear the record crackle over the top of it, that kind of stuff.
That'd be cool.
Or cassette filter or whatever it is. Why not? We have filters for everything else. Why not do it for the streaming apps?
How much money would you be willing to pay for that?
He's already paying, so. Would you pay more for it?
Well, no, but when you're talking audio, the issue, you know, like, will they run commercials?
No, it's just a filter.
It's just a setting.
No, I get it, but somebody has to make money off that, off the development, and then putting it on there.
Or it's a differentiator.
Because that's the difference between putting it on videos and photos as opposed to audio, unless you're running commercials. Because then...
Well, I pay for my streaming stuff anyway, so...
Yeah. Right, but...
Maybe that's a draw to get people
to pay. Apple or Amazon or Spotify, one of them came out and said, we're going to add this. Yeah. It would maybe be a drop, but I think the average person doesn't care.
I do not.
Bubba's probably one of five.
That's what I'm saying. I do not subscribe to any of. I only subscribe to the Spotify. When I had Pandora, I've tried them all. I haven't listened to Apple Music in a long, long, long time. It was trash last time I did because they had these weird stations, and I'm like, this is just ugh. Anyway. So I would maybe go back to Amazon Music or Apple Music or whatever if somebody did the thing. I would try
it
out.
I'll say it again, though. I don't think that's a draw for the average person. I don't think most people are like, boy, you know, I really wish this sounded like it was in mono in an old written. It's a small audience.
If you ever go back and, like, you know, I'm a Sinatra fan. You go back and you listen to the old Tommy Dorsey era Sinatra, it's something magical about it, you know, that just... It's got a thing. It's got a crackle. It's got a high tone. It's just, I don't know. It's thinner. It's beautiful. It's art. And I would love my music not only to sound great.
Part of it is because those records were made that way.
I know, but that's why I'm saying put a filter like that.
That filter's not going to make
it. I want my Etta James filter.
I'll text you about my bets.
Your bets?
Yeah, I got to think about it.
Player props is where it's at in the Super Bowl.
Well, I can't wait to see whatever you comment on Venmo.
I was reading that the other night at the poker game. I was telling him how all of D's Venmos to me are just completely ridiculous. You know, small hands, men with small hands, club membership fee, you know, just crazy stuff.
One I
like
had
that.
What was it? Something popsicles. What was that?
Novelty popsicles. Okay, here are all the transactions.
What kind of novelty?
Are you ready? Here's all the transactions between me and D. Going back, I don't want to go back quite a way. Near heart attack, gastric bypass fun, feet pics, massage, furries cosplay, novelty popsicles, vintage erotica, toenail clippings, used Q-tips. Some of these are from me to him. Some from him to me. I'm not stopping. NFL bed sheets, men with small hands club membership, Shamu Halloween costume, pasties and tassels, turkey giblets, Aaron Rodgers tears, pump surgery, basting service, bunion surgery fun.
Everything can't be out of the park. You know?
And he might have been busy that day. I just need something real fast.
It's great. I love it.
I guarantee you all of those were me driving down the road.
Toenail clippings is pretty great.
Whatever you guys are doing this weekend, hope everyone is safe and you make lots of money on the Super Bowl.
Step back from where you gone.
Don't touch the ring.
Come on, just course.
Can I tell one more little thing I just remembered from last night? As we were leaving, getting in our car, and I see Charles Kelly walking in. He must have been gone to something else because our party was over. And I've got Vivica with me in the car. And Charles sees me and then looks over and sees Vivica. He's walking in front of my car and points at my wife, gets her attention, points at himself and goes, Dick Fantastic.
Oh, that's oh,
he remembers.
He remembers. She put the window out, talked to him for a second, then he walked away, and then Vivica goes, why did he point at me and say, I said, because I told him the story about how you don't know who he is except that he was Dick Fantastic.
Oh.
She goes, oh, okay, yeah, I don't know who that is. And when he walked up, I thought to myself, oh, cool, that's Dick Fantastic. I was like, what? She just thought it was weird that he said it because she knows that's not his real name.
I think it's great that he remembered.
He remembered
it's
that.
Adorable.
I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
He probably remembers a lot of stuff better now.
Yeah, that's true. Good for him. That song is really good, by the way. I played it for her last night.
I'm so happy for him. All right.
Chase Rice interview, talking about the new album. That is after the closing jingle for those of you who are listening on podcast apps. Everybody else, have a great, great, great Super Bowl weekend.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Every day.
It was the podcast.
Chase Rice in the studio. Album is out now. It's called I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell. That's an unusual title. It is. So yep. It's what's up, man? Good to see you, by the way.
You too. Yeah. Yeah. We got to go back to that title because like you can't just ignore that. But yeah, it's not what you expect. I Hate Cowboys has been out a little bit, so people got to understand that. It's just about a guy that's a cowboy that's better than you, steals your girl.
Yeah.
So that's all that's about.
True story, by the way. It's a true story.
I've been on both sides of that.
Oh, yeah?
And it sucks to be the guy that gets your girl stolen. I start contemplating life. Like, what have I done wrong?
It makes you go, what did he have that I didn't have kind of thing?
But I start questioning everything, and I take it way too far, and it's like, calm down, dude. You just lost.
Were you...
You just lost.
So you had the girl, and he came in and, like, stole your girl? Or was there's one girl, and you're both going for her at the same time?
It could go either way. It's happened both ways for me. I mean, it hadn't happened like that. That's your girl. Like, if you have a girl that's that easy to just flip, you're with the wrong person.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, like, it's self-induced for me where you think you're going to be the man by taking one more shot, and that's actually the one that does you in. She's like, why would I put up with this? I'm not dealing with you anymore.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, he doesn't really.
One more shot, like alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, like one more chance.
That's what I thought. I didn't.
A lot of times, you think you're going to be better by taking one more drink or this, and then you just get too drunk and you're belligerent. And anybody with a head on their shoulders is going to be like, "I'm not dealing with this person. I'm out." And
gotcha.
That's when they go to the Cowboys.
Yeah, because you got too sloppy, and now they're like, I'm checking out on this guy.
And you think you're funny, and you're not.
And
you
also,
think you think you're funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Dudes, don't wait too long. When you're at the bar and you're looking at the girl, don't just sit there and you make eye contact. You make it again the second time. You see there's obviously some kind of thing. If you sit still separated at the other end of the bar and keep looking at her like over and over and over, you're missing your opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And you're creeping us out.
Just creepy.
She wants you to walk up and say hi, so just do that. Get it done.
Confident. Otherwise, you're going to be screaming, I hate cowboys because one stole your girl.
Yeah, somebody took her.
Which is.
And then All Dogs Go to Hell is not that. It's just kind of a web of lies. I woke up with the title of that one. I was like, I almost said a word you can't say on radio. And I took the title to John Byron, and he laughed as soon as I said All Dogs Go to Hell, because obviously that's a weird thing to say. And then we wrote it. Everybody knows that I went down to Florida. John Cash ain't cool. George Strait ain't king. That type of stuff.
Yeah, it's the obvious.
It's the obvious lies.
Yeah, right.
But it's a really – that song creeps up on me, man. It's the production on this whole album is way different. It's not – anything you've ever heard from me. It's all produced by Oscar Charles. He's just the best that I could work with, especially at this point in my life. We didn't use tracks, which we've done for 10 years. I mean, Ready, Set, Roll was a robot. Like,
yeah.
It was just a different... Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to do at the time. I didn't really know any better. I would say this is my first album I've ever done that I'm like, okay, I figured it out.
Yeah. Well, you say you didn't know any better. I mean, it got you in. You're here because of that first album.
Yeah, and I'd be battling a lot less against myself and against what people think of me and who I am as an artist, but it's very raw and real. We were talking about Benji.
It's country music.
Well, I want to thank the lockdowns because I really think that because of the lockdowns, we've gone as a genre, we've gone back to the acoustic sound again.
Yeah, and that's 100%. This would have never happened without COVID. So we took a big chance, but It was really cool how we made this
I think
record.
It's cool. You did it at your house. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's nice. Chase Rice joined us in the studio. The new album is out. It's called I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell. It's pretty fun. You should listen to them. So what's up with the – I noticed in one of the pictures you've got your hat on and a buffalo. Are you still doing the buffalo thing?
Yeah.
Still got the – how many you got now? How many you had?
I got 28. Yeah, it's a full time. We got to work them here in like a couple weeks, which means you get them in the corral, get them in the head shoot, give them the shots, do all that. It's a lot, but I got the land. I didn't want to stare out at nothing. So, yeah, I got buffalo.
And you didn't come from raising buffalo?
No, I was on a horse farm my whole life. That would have been way easier.
Why was the choice to just – I mean, you just said, what the heck? I've never worked buffalo?
I just love them. I don't have a clue. I remember talking with Chester, my old farm manager, about it, and like, hey, man, let's think about getting buffalo. I'm glad we didn't then because we would have been clueless. I mean, the fencing you got to do is insane. It's just a lot.
They're a majestic animal, I think.
Yeah, when you see them, it's not like, you know, you see cows all the time, and it's like, oh, look, cows. But it's not beautiful. Like, you're driving by or you're just staring out, you see some cows in a field. It's like, oh, some cows.
I find beauty in that, though.
Yeah, but when you see buffalo, it's like, oh.
Yeah. Look at I mean, that was the thing is I didn't want cows. And I'm looking out, I'm thinking like, no, I don't want to look at cows all day. I mean, cows are cool, but you see them everywhere. Buffalo are just a whole other level of cool.
Yeah.
It is pretty
Are you
cool.
making any money off of them?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
No. But it's also, I knew what I was getting into losing money-wise up front. But we're going to start taking these probably, we got to keep the herd around 30. So whatever that takes every year to keep the herd at 30. And then I'll start, you know, sending them to restaurants and feeding people with them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool, man.
So I don't know if I'll make money even then, but at least I won't be losing as much.
Right. Chase Rice, the new album is out. Check that out. Also, check out, are you touring? You're supporting the album tour and all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Way Down Yonder tour. We got a lot of acts on there. Dalton Dover, Avery Anna, Cameron Marlowe, Connor Smith, Ashton Kraft, Reed Southall Band.
Okay.
I think that might be
different people at every show. Not like all of those people.
Yeah,
every
not
show.
Every night. That'd be a long show.
That's a festival.
That's a festival.
Well, there's so many good, like, there's so many good younger acts that it's, that's going to be really fun to get to see that many different people out on tour.
So what's this song that Carson's like, oh my gosh, you couldn't get through the third verse?
Yeah.
No, I knew it was coming. So I'm like, I start listening and I go, oh, it's a song about a dog.
And the dog's gonna die.
The dog's on the bench seat, and we're driving. And then there's a wife, and there's a kid, and then we hit the third verse, and I'm like, I know it's coming. I'm out. I know what you're gonna do.
Which song?
Bench seat.
It's actually so there's a lot more to that. It's a real story, based off a true story about one of my best buddies who we wanted to bring light to suicide and suicide prevention more so than suicide. And depression and just knowing that you don't have to go down that road because he almost did. He literally put a gun to his head. He played in the NFL for 10 years. You know, he's got, he's just got depression he dealt with after that. Put the gun to his head and his dog came up and put his head on his lap.
Oh, my gosh.
And decided, you know, right then threw the gun down, came to my place for a while and got help. And he's just done all the work he needs to do. He's gotten his life together.
He's engaged, right?
He's just got engaged a couple months ago.
Well, that's different because you're sitting here telling this story and I'm thinking it's somebody else because I have another friend who's a former NFL guy. Same story.
Damn.
And this guy's already married. So,
So it was he depressed?
CTE,
himself?
Man. Yeah. That's no joke.
I don't know if he's got that. Probably. I don't know. A lot of football players probably do, and it's just different levels. But either way, he's better now. He's engaged. He's happy. Butters is still around, his dog. And I have Jack now, my dog, because of this song, because of this video. I wrote the video while I wrote the song. The video's out. It's dark. Be prepared. You're not going to – don't watch it.
She's never going to watch it. No, I'm telling her.
No, it's –
Thank you for the heads up.
You got to be alone when you watch this video. But it just brings a lot of light to suicide prevention and just addiction and all that stuff, which a lot of people go through.
Sure. Sure.
It's got a little bit of A Star Is Born in it. I love that movie, but I don't know if that's where I came up with the video idea the day I wrote it, but it's either way, I took it there. And I mean, why would it not? I mean, that's been a lot of my life, is a lot of that movie, which is crazy that they nailed that so well. But I mean, it's just, that's the best song I've ever put out.
All right. We're going to go listen to it off the air. Just me and Carson. And we're going to cry together
out.
In
you
a corner.
You can listen to it. Get whatever streaming service you use. Listen to the album.
Bench seat, Chase Rice.
The album is called I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell from Chase Rice. Man, good to see you again. You're looking well. Congrats to everything. We can't wait to get you back in and talk about the tour. Check out the tour on his website. Just Google up Chase Rice and go support there. Go support our guy, man. All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks, y'all.